This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley and we appreciate you being with us. A very special edition today of Your Money Matters brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage, AIMortgage.net. You can reach Kurt and his crew at 720-895-0500. And with that, we will welcome the owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage, Mr. Kurt Rogers.
Good afternoon, Scott. How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
Victoria told you I met her the other day, right?
Yes, she did.
She was standing outside of DSW Shoes.
Which does not surprise me.
That's right. My wife has over 100 pairs. It's okay. And she was looking for her car, and her car happens to be a white Lexus, which is the same as my wife's. And there was like four of them in the parking lot. And I told her what my wife has done. She puts this little bitty ball, this jack-in-the-box ball on her antenna. It's the only way she can find her car because there's so many of them out there.
And we have a ski rack.
Yeah.
And we haven't been skiing in probably 10 years, but she wanted a ski rack on it to help find her car.
Because, you know, whether it's a 2015 or 2010, they're all about the same.
They all look alike.
Absolutely. It's pretty amazing. But we had a nice conversation about shoes.
Yep.
I've been looking for a long time. Can't find a pair I want.
I know. See, like, guys, we get a black pair, we get a brown pair. And women, all these shoes.
I think and I don't know what shoe store did it, but it was a couple years ago. It shows this husband going out looking for shoes with his wife. And she brings him three pair of black shoes. And now all of a sudden you're looking at him from his viewpoint, and they look identical. Now you see him from her viewpoint, and this one's got a little shape, and this one. She says, pick which one you like. He's like, how do I win this? And I have no idea.
Yeah, square toe, pointed toe, open toe, no toe, whatever.
So funny.
Glad we don't have to deal with that.
That's right.
Again, Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. So, Kurt, what's happening in our market now here winding down 2018?
Yeah, as the year goes on, everybody, you know, the rates have risen. So they're going up. And you see a lot of things on the news that, you know, maybe the increase isn't there. Well, the latest report is for 2018, home values went up 9.2%. So we're still doing well. All the way through 2018 up to about 2 months ago, there was only about 4,000 homes on the market at any one given time. That's way below the average. The average is closer to 14,000 to 16,000. Mm. But right now there's about 8,000. But that's normal in the wintertime. It's normal that more homes become available for sale because there's less people wanting to buy now. What we're seeing is there's a lot of people who want to buy, but they want to get past the holidays. So they're filling out pre-approvals and getting those done because they're good for 90 to 120 days. So when the first of the year turns, they can go out and find their home.
Gotcha.
Because rates are still competitive. You know, they still work. It's not affecting the home values right now. So everything is fine, but you kind of hear this rate's going to slow things down. It's slowing down anyhow because it's the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
People just don't buy and move in the wintertime.
Sure. 720-895-0500. If Kurt and his gang can help you out in any way, maybe you want to look at refinancing, buying a home, whatever the case may be, they will help you out. Well, one of our favorite shows we do here, Kurt, many times throughout the year, will give up a show that he could talk about himself. And I don't mean that talk about himself, but hey, promote his mortgage company.
Okay, talk about me.
Yeah, that's enough about me. Now you talk about me. But, you know, Kurt, you love giving back. And we've got several organizations.
This is one of my favorite groups
to
give back to.
Adams Camp is a great one, and we are glad to have, for the first time in studio, Kim Kelleher. She is the therapy camp manager. So we might could use her. Kurt. Yeah.
Well, she's all, like she said before we started, she's a speech therapist, so you and I are both in trouble.
I told her don't grade me on my Texas language. Yeah. All right.
Nice to have you on the show. Thank you for coming and taking your time.
Thank you for having me.
Do me a favor and tell the listeners a little bit about you, where, you know, your education, where you came from, how you got to Colorado, and where you're working for Adams Camp.
Okay. I am a speech language pathologist, originally from Northern California, and we moved to Colorado in 1994, raised our two boys, and so you can imagine we've seen a lot of change.
Yes.
In the 94.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, since 94. The chains just exploded. Felt we kind of needed to get away from the crazy and moved up to Wyoming for the last 2 years. Didn't realize, though, when you go to escape the traffic and the crazy and everything, you're also leaving 24 years of good friends. Our youngest son is still here. And so the lure to come back to Colorado was too great. Not to mention the view outside your window here. We really miss the mountains.
They are kind of pretty, aren't they?
So I returned. I was with Adams Camp, the organization. I've been with them for about 15 years. And then at the same time, I was working for Cherry Creek Schools as a speech therapist and also as a severe and profound teacher. And retired from there and became the therapy manager. But then I had to do that walkabout in Wyoming, so left 2 years ago. And then the lure, like I said, to come back to Colorado, Adams Camp is in my heart and in my blood, and I just really wanted to return. So I met a woman named Lindsay Radford, and the rest is history.
When I met her, when I got talking to her at my church one day, she told me what she did. I said, okay, tell me more. Mm-hmm. She's a wonderful woman.
Yes, she is.
Very good at what she does.
So talk about just a little bit about, as a therapy camp manager, mm-hmm. I mean, what does that entail? I mean, what do those initial consultations look like with a family,
mm-hmm.
all that?
So Adams Camp it's a unique organization in that it really, you know, our philosophy is if you have a child with special needs, it really impacts not just the child, but the entire family. So this is an organization that, you know, first and foremost is to provide therapy for the child with special needs, but also then to offer support, education, guidance, resources, whatever the family is in need of. We start with our Early Start programs, our 1-2 4-year-olds. That's down here locally in the Denver metro area. It's a shortened day. It's a 3-hour intensive therapy day. And we also provide sibling care, child care, because we want the parents to be able to either go off together and have a bit of respite or to partake in some of the resources, some of the speakers that we might have available, or just to network with one another. You can imagine, you know, if this is all new for you, mm-hmm. and you know you have a 1-year-old with special needs, and you're just trying to get through, and there's some parents who they've been at this for a while, and they might be able to lend some support,
some
guidance,
some common ground,
exactly. You know, the thing is, we are clannish by nature, and we do want to find quote unquote our people, and a lot of times that's what it is they're just finding someone who understands them, who speaks their language. And so, you know, if we can in some small way offer that, you know, we can. It's a multidisciplinary approach. We have, in our Early Start program, we have 4 children matched with 4 therapists, speech therapy, occupational therapy, physical therapy, and a music therapist. Music therapist is like the glue for the others. They really bring it all together, synthesize all of those therapies. And, you know, I've always said, As important as those other therapies are, it is the music therapist who brings it all together for
sure.
us. And so then that's here locally. We are actually branching into Fort Collins. We'll be having a session in March for the first time, our inaugural session in Fort Collins. We hope to go down to Colorado Springs as well. You know, if we can provide early intervention, that is key for a lot of these kiddos. And we serve, you know, really just any child that has a developmental disability, so cerebral palsy, any cognitive impairment, Down syndrome, autism, anything that falls in that purview. Once a child turns 5, they then are eligible to go up to the mountains. We work out of Snow Mountain Ranch, YMCA of the Rockies, in between Winter Park and Granby. And that's a whole family experience. So the day lengthens. Mm-hmm. The child is then in therapy for 6 hours, and they have 1 activity, and so it's a camp activity. It's
right.
Canoeing or horseback riding or, you know, something, and it's therapy throughout that. So it's not just, hey, let's go on this activity. It's let's help this child navigate that activity therapeutically. There's also a sibling camp. They get to do camp activities as well, and now the parents have 6 hours to go and enjoy the beautiful Rockies. or, you know, get together or just do whatever. I had one mom one year. She says, I'm so sorry that I haven't been to any of the wonderful speakers that you've and activities that you have arranged. She says, I drop my son off and I go back to my cabin and sleep. She says, you see, my son doesn't sleep and this is my opportunity. And
to rest.
Exactly. And if, you know, again, if that's what we can provide, we're happy.
Now in the therapy camp, the for the 1 to 4 year olds, how many are in each one? And do you have just one in the, what, spring, summer? When are they in? How many kids?
We have, so right now we always run one in the fall, one in the spring, and one in the summer. It has grown in the Denver area to the point where we might have to run 2 weeks down here in the summer because of just the... It's
the
very
size
difficult.
Of classes.
Exactly. It's very difficult for me to turn anybody away. And so we have a wait list, and I just went to Lindsay and said, we may want to consider opening another week in the summer. So your question is, how many teams do we run? We have 4 kids on a team. We might run, 2 to 3 teams in the summer, 4 to 5 teams of kids.
And they last for 4 hours a
it's
day.
It's a 3 hour. So down here, it's a 3 hour day, 9 to 12. Yeah. And it runs Monday through Friday, very intensive. And so when the day ends at 12, the parents and the therapists have identified goals that they want to work on.
Right.
And the therapists then get to work. So the child leaves, but then the second half of the workday begins for the therapists, where they identify the goals, strategies that they've used to achieve towards achieving those goals,
right.
Results, how the child's responding to those strategies, and then recommendations moving forward. We have volunteers on the teams as well, and they chronicle the whole thing. So, you know, that whole saying of a picture says 1,000 words, if we are saying, you know, a child responded to this or try this or put them in this position, we will take a picture of that, so that we can show the parents, or the parents can show their teacher or their private therapist, this is what this looks like. This is how we do this. Sometimes we'll actually also put a video clip on if we're showing how to, the sequence of what we do to help a child dress or undress themselves,
right.
Get their socks on, tie their shoes. A video will show the sequence, but it also includes the language of the cueing that we're giving the child as well.
So they get to watch as this goes along.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the therapist there, do they kind of, you had mentioned when the parent leaves, they'll go back and maybe deal with their own therapist. Do they kind of communicate, kind of make sure everybody's on the same page for the next year?
Well, so we always make ourselves available. You know, really, we're in competition with nobody. We are a snapshot. We're a second opinion, if you will, where we have this child for 1 week. We know that we're sending them back to their school district or their private therapist or whatever, and we're just saying, this is what we saw in this week. We love to partner with private therapists, with school therapists, because, you know, if everyone can be on the same page, that just benefits the child even more.
Right, right. That was one of my questions.
Before a break real quick, but when you talk about parents, I think many of us don't really understand what they really go through. Because if you look, you know, maybe they just have the one special needs child, but in many cases, ones we've met, they have 2 or 3 other children.
Yes.
That are not special needs. So how to do that balance of making the other children feel like they get attention, they get love, when maybe the special needs child seems to get there's so much going on.
Well, yeah, that's what it's, the fact that they just, not therapy to the child with the special needs, but
yeah,
therapy to the whole family,
right,
because they've all got issues.
A lot of times what we hear from families, and this is what I love to see, especially when we have our mountain programs, because it's, you know, that we literally have activities for the kids. And a lot of times those kids feel alone. They go to school, they don't think anyone really understands them, because, you know, everyone can say, oh yeah, my brother drives me crazy. They have no idea. You know, they have
yeah,
no idea.
It's not the same.
Exactly. It's just not the same. And so a lot of times these guys won't share. They won't feel comfortable sharing. And I love it when I'll go on a walk, they're on a hike or something, and, you know, two little boys will start talking and say, you know, my sister does this, and my parents don't even care, and they just let her do whatever she wants. And the other one says, yeah, I know, and my sister or my brother. And then by the end of the walk, they're like, but you know what? My sister actually really can't help it, and my parents really are trying to just help us. And they really come to that realization together, and that's the magic that sometimes I'm like, my work here is done.
It's a stress reliever.
It is, exactly. That they, you know, families will request a summer with another family because the siblings have made a connection and they right. want to go and they want to meet whoever they met in sibling camp the year before. And they'll either meet each other down here, or we have families that come from all around the United States. So they'll start emailing each other or texting each other. We have one, I just ran into a family. Their daughters were on a team last summer. They're spending Thanksgiving together next week. I love stories like that.
Wow, very cool.
It is.
Again, you're listening to Haystack Help Radio, a very special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by Fordham Interest Mortgage. Kim Kelleher is with us. She is the therapy camp manager. When we come back, we're going to learn a little bit more about Adam's camp, what you can do to maybe help them out. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
November is Senior Pets Month at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Did you know that if your dog or cat is 7 years old, they're actually a senior citizen? All through November, bring your pet in to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for their senior pet check. And you'll be entered into their weekly drawing for one of their fabulous senior pet gift baskets. Call today and schedule your senior pet check. 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Help your pet live a long and healthy life. Call now, 303-708-8050, or check them out at LoneTreeVet.com.
Rates are going up. How do you protect your home if times get tough again? While we don't expect a repeat, there may be challenges. Learn how to become mortgage safe. Does your current mortgage make your payment for you if you can't? Do they allow you to access your equity for that unexpected emergency? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Thousands have learned how to become mortgage safe by not continuing to pay compound interest. That's interest on interest. Why continue to pay over 70% of what you borrow back to the bank in excessive interest? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Own your home faster, pay simple interest, and save thousands while paying principal first. Everything I mentioned can be done with one loan. With home values going up, now is the time to become mortgage safe. Protect your home and your family. Take AIM, your locally owned and operated broker since 2001. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. My name is Scott Watley, along with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you're just getting in your car or turning on your radio, Kim Kelleher is with us. She is a therapy camp manager for Adams Camp. And a couple of different websites, pretty close, but explain how people can help. What are some of the needs if people this time of year, some people are looking for organizations to give to.
And oh, yes.
Of course, we highly endorse this one.
Well, you know, as you can imagine, we are a nonprofit, and we just rely on the generosity of others. It costs a lot to do what we do, especially sure. when down here, but also up at Stone Mountain Ranch. We have to rent all of our facilities. We have therapists that whose salaries we have to pay. And you know, if you want good therapists, right. quality therapists, you have to have somewhat competitive salaries. Our materials alone cost quite a bit. So, yes, we're always looking for you know ways that we can get our word out. We have Colorado Gives Day coming up.
So you have a website where they can go.
Yes, absolutely. AdamsCampColorado.org. And it you can always just go online and find out various ways. They have things like, we just got a phone call yesterday, and a woman says that through her husband's company, they have a matching donation program. And could she please sign up? I'm like, yes, sure. You may.
And we'll let you.
We would love that. Some people just do a yearly or a monthly or whatever donation. I'm the therapy camp manager. I just usually pass that phone call on to somebody in the office.
But money, you know what? Money, if we look at our bills, money adds up. $25 a month here, $25 a month
here. It does.
But you know what? So a lot of times I think people think, well, you know, I don't have $5,000, $10,000. You know what? Hey, we got 100 people to give $25.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that adds up. That adds up a whole lot faster.
You would be surprised. I mean, literally, we were at a fundraiser and Lindsay really filed it down for us and gave amounts of money of, if you donate this much, then you send, you know, one child to Early Start. If you donate this much, you not only send a child up to the therapy up in the mountains, but you can help house a family. So we do have offer scholarships. Our motto is, we never want the price of camp to prevent a child from going. Mm-hmm. So we work with insurance companies. We accept the waiver. If a child's on the waiver, they work with their community center boards. And the more we receive in donations, the more we can give in scholarships.
If someone's listening, and they're thinking about their child, how do they know that their child would be a good fit?
That's where I come in.
Hey.
So it's like the State Farm commercial. I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two. I have this knack for being able to just see a child and get a sense of where they would fit. I also, though, you know, I will reach out and I'll talk to the teacher with permission from the parents. I'll talk to the teacher. I'll talk to therapists, whomever is involved with the child, and really try to get the best fit, get that child on a team where they will really receive the largest benefit for their week of camp, and then match them. So once I put a team together, then I go out and I really comb through applications from therapists, and I see what they specialize in. So I'll try to match that therapist. And so, like, for example, I will just be sitting at my desk thinking, okay, I need a behavior therapist to drop from the sky right now because I don't have anybody.
Yeah, I don't have
you know,
one.
And this is exactly what this team needs.
See, if my wife's listening, she'll call her. She says, yeah, I need a behavior therapist for my family. I promise you that. when you're picking a child, if somebody has that, they can pick up the phone and call, and you'll have a conversation with mm-hmm. them?
Yes. And so what I do is I just ask them, you know, tell me about your child. And, you know, I kind of know those functional questions or to ask. I ask pretty much just how they function.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Socially and communication-wise and gross motor, fine motor, just there's so many...
With others, I mean...
With others, exactly. How do they get their wants and needs met? How do others interact with them? And all of that information gives me an idea of where the child will fit. We really don't turn anybody that has a developmental disability, we really don't turn them away because we look at a child and we'll say, not like... Will they fit, but how can we make them fit?
How do you make them fit
exactly,
into that group?
Exactly. Yeah. I'll build the program around them. One of the ones that's difficult is if someone comes to us and their child has a learning disability or they simply have attention, and I don't mean to make light of attention deficit disorder, but that child would come onto one of our teams and think, what am I doing here? I'm not like them. And so it really is to serve the child with a developmental disability.
Now, when somebody, if they're thinking about enrolling, there's a cost to the parent for that.
Yes. And so when they first come on and they apply, they either can put their deposit down, you know, right away, or I always tell parents, if cost is an issue, don't give me your deposit right away. Try to find your funding sources because the deposit is non-refundable and I don't want them to lose out. And then that just gives them time to start working with their CCB, to start working on funding sources. But we also have a payment schedule. You don't have to write us a check,
for the whole thing.
For camp. Oh, absolutely not. I mean, you know, there's parents who are making their final payment this month or next for their camp time in June.
Right.
So, like I said, we don't want the cost to prevent them. So we'll work with families.
And then you also have scholarships.
Absolutely, yes. And I just tell parents, you know, I have parents that say, oh, we won't qualify. You know who's difficult is the ones who are right in the middle. And I think my heart goes out to them the most because they don't qualify for sometimes for scholarships in other arenas. They don't quite have the high-end salaries to just to arbitrarily pay for all these therapies, but their lives are very different from yours and mine in the number of therapies that they have to, that they elect for their child, the materials, the equipment that they need, if they need wheelchairs or lifts. Yeah,
nobody
like
feels
that.
Good about, hey, could you I help
know.
Me out? You know what I mean?
I know.
I mean, that's not a good feeling for anybody at any age, and no matter what your situation
I know.
Is. But, hey, life is what it is,
mm-hmm.
and people need help.
And people need help. And I tell them, you know, my motto in life, no doesn't hurt. Ask. If they say no, at least you ask. You'd be surprised how often someone will ask, and the answer is yes.
The worst thing somebody can tell you is no.
Right.
If they say no, say, okay, let me try another way.
Yeah.
Let me figure out another way.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're telling me no, I got something to go do.
Uh-huh.
I get that.
So again, if you've got questions, 303-563-8290 is the number. You can also check out that website, adamscampcolorado.org. So... The camp, we hear the word therapy camp, adventure camp.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
is that, are there separate activities depending on that child's
yes.
level, so to speak?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm going to finish telling about the various levels of therapy camp, and then I really would like to get into adventure camp as okay. well. We really are all one camp, and we have a new adventure camp manager as well, Shondell Mosley. So when people call in, they can either ask for Kim Kelleher or Shondell Mosley, and we know each other's programs very well. So we can, a lot of times he'll call and talk to somebody for 20 minutes, and finally he buzzes into me and says, one of yours, or vice versa. I'll do the same with him. We're well-versed in each other's. But in terms of like the early start in the Pathfinder are young therapists or therapies. The child comes in, it's we market it as one-on-one, individualized. We have a child in an area working one-on-one with the child. What's unique about us is, as the speech therapist, I will tell the other therapist, this is the language I want you to use. This is the cueing I want you to give. This is what I want you to expect from them communication-wise. The PT is going to tell, the physical therapist is going to tell me, I want this child, you know, up in tall kneel, or I want them sitting in a certain way with their hips supported a certain way. I will make sure in my therapy as a speech therapist, I'll make sure that the child is positioned that way. The occupational therapist will then will say, you know, I want them using this grip when they're holding utensils. So I will make sure that I have my speech therapy activity is going to meet the communication goals that we have set for that child, but also they're going to meet the physical therapy and the occupational therapy goals that we
so
have.
So you guys
as well.
Kind of all talk together.
We do.
So when you've got that child, you're staying on the same page throughout.
Yes, and that's
why. You're not getting
why,
a break somewhere.
It's a very long day for therapists. When the child leaves, we then get to work with talking about that. That's the richness of the program is talking about what can we do next. What are we going to do tomorrow? How are we going to challenge that child tomorrow? We only have a week. We only have 5 days. And so a lot of times we really think outside, I encourage therapists to think outside the box, go beyond, you know, sometimes we have limitations in the other arena of our lives, whether we work for a school district or a clinic, a hospital, whatever. We really have that kind of the gift of time and the gift of doing what we can experiment with best practices. I mean, they have to be research-based. We
right.
can't get too crazy there.
Right.
But, you know, research-based strategies that we think would work. And we really see a lot of progress because instead of the child going and getting an hour of speech therapy, they're now getting 6 hours of speech therapy because their entire day, even the older kids who are in the van, we're even doing therapy in the van. We think about it's purposeful where a child sits. When they get into the van, they have to climb into the van. We don't lift them in. So if it takes 10 minutes to climb into the van, it takes
10 minutes.
They put on their own seatbelts. We're not going to, you know, it would be so easy if we just put it on for them, but we're trying to teach these skills to them. So we have sat there and it's taken quite a long time. We always say it's the process and not the activity that we're going for. So I'm a little ahead of myself. So I told you about the one-on-one therapy. The next step then is you just assume that kids know how to work in a group. You just assume that. We have to be taught how to work with a partner in a trio as a group of five. We have to be taught that skill. So our next team up there from there, the Pathfinder group, is the Pathblazer. And it's kind of the flip where they work all in groups. So they might make cookies together. Where each, you have the flour, you have the sugar, I have the baking soda, and now we're relying on each other for the end result. There could be a treasure hunt, there could be a scavenger hunt, kind of things like that. Whatever you find, you bring back and you make something with it.
I can't imagine some of the stories that you could tell watching these.
Oh, you have no idea the story.
I'm just thinking about five kids all of a sudden trying to make cookies.
Well, yeah.
My two kids trying to make cookies.
Yeah. Well, you know, it just, it's, so you can imagine, there's flour from one end of the kitchen to the next. And we don't.
And all over them.
And all over us and all over them. And we kind of love that because they did it themselves. And the number one thing I get from parents is just that can do. Like, I did this. The confidence that it builds in the child. And, you know, in so many other parts of their life, they feel like they can't do it. But at here at Adams Camp, they can. And we will help them. They do finish the task. It's just the level of support that might be different. So, you know, as you can imagine, so we've made cookies and they think I'm finished. We're like, oh no. And we hand a broom, we hand a dustpan, and that's the one I have stories over.
Yeah,
those
fun.
Are good. The next one from there is the Trailblazer.
Right.
That's where we actually don't have a therapy space. We have a 15-passenger van. They jump into the van, they go from activity to activity. We help with transitions, we help with the actual activity. And that's more replicating real life. So we can do therapy in a room and it's nice and structured and we can, and it's very controlled. What's not controlled is out in the environment, out in the community. And that's what we want to teach our population is how do you take these skills that we've taught you and generalize them now into your everyday life?
Right. We were talking about Adams Camp. Check out their website, adamscampcolorado.org. Their number, 303-563-8290. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the adventure camp side of this. And then also, think about this question through the break. You know, when you get to spend a week with the kids, you probably are able to share some insights to the parents they've never seen about the kids. Because sometimes we're so close to something, we didn't really see this. So maybe talk about that as well.
Certainly.
We'll be right back.
Flesh and Beck are the attorneys you need after you've been injured due to the reckless actions of a drunk driver. Often victims of drunk driving accidents are forced to turn to their own insurance protection coverage to get their cars fixed and medical bills paid before receiving compensation, even though the drunk driver was at fault for the accident. When you are in an accident caused by someone who chose to drink and drive, unfortunately, getting the compensation you deserve isn't always as easy as you think. Insurance companies will bend over backwards to avoid a lawsuit, but only if they think they'll lose. And insurance companies know that if a lawsuit is leveled by a serious attorney and it goes to trial, the jury is allowed to decide on a monetary award for a sympathetic plaintiff who's been hit by a drunk driver. So a smaller injury settlement is in their best interest. Don't get taken advantage of. Don't settle for less than what you deserve. Call Flesh and Beck today at 303-806-8886 for the representation that will hold their feet to the fire and get you all the compensation that you deserve.
Let me tell you about one of my favorite stores, The Outdoorsman's Attic, a consignment store for all of your adventure outdoor gear. Hunting, fishing, camping, kayaks, live bait, survival gear, backpacks, sleeping bags, firearms, and ammo. Save 20, 30, 40, and even 50% on new and pre-owned items at The Outdoorsman's Attic. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and save up to 20% on your purchase. This offer excludes firearms and ammo. Never pay retail again. Big savings and friendly service is what you'll find at The Outdoorsman's Attic. Located at 2650 West Hamden Avenue in Sheridan. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Check them out, outdoorsmansattic.com.
Still wondering if a reverse mortgage may be helpful to you? Steve Hurley here with Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. Let's schedule some time. Your home or my office, the choice is yours, and let's get those questions answered. I understand that this type of mortgage isn't for everyone. You will never know for sure until you get those questions answered. Take aim at 720-895-0500. Ask for me, Steve Hurley, NMLS number 243-200, regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Got a question for the station? Email info at CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley, along with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, you got any mortgage needs, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. Our special guest today, Kim Kelleher. She is the therapy camp manager for Adams Camp and just a terrific, terrific organization. And I mentioned this earlier segment. If you're looking for a place maybe to donate some money, make some end-of-year donations, we highly recommend you be careful at that. There's a lot of different scams out there, but I will assure you your money will be well spent here in helping families and children here with Adams Camp. And if you've got more questions, you can check out their website, adamscampcolorado.org, and their phone number, 303-563-8290. So we'll get into Venture Camp, but a couple things I want to talk about real quick, and I mentioned before the break, just the insights that you're able to see. So you get, you know, that child for a week. The parents have been with them for, because it was 5 years old or 4 years old the first time they can come?
Well, actually one.
Okay.
My youngest was a 10-month-old.
Oh, wow.
Yep. I had, in our Early Start program, as a therapist, I actually had a 10-month-old and I had an 11-month-old. So the closer to one, but usually around 1 year old.
Sure. So, you know, that parent's just been there in the house with them. So are you able then to share some things at the end of that week with the parents that maybe they look at you and say, I had no idea my child felt that way or acted that way or did that well in this, whatever.
Or that's even in them.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Exactly. That I mean, we have countless stories along those lines. A parent once told me, he had been through just all the steps of accepting that he had a child with special needs. It was a surprise. They didn't know beforehand. The child was developing, and then they just noticed. And he said that their family had to go through the stages of grief. And
right.
It was kind of like, you know, you're pregnant and you think, you know, if you're having a boy, he's going to be the star of the football team or he's going to be a violin concerto expert. They're going to be, if it's the girl, you envision the white wedding dress and all that. And so they said, you know, it's the loss of all of those dreams. And so, you know, you don't want them to stay on that sense of loss. You want them to see what the potentials, the hope, the what their child can do, to embrace the uniqueness and the joy of their child. And that's why we encourage them to meet and get together and network and support one another. It's look at what your child can do. Let's not focus on what they can't do. But you also have to understand that they are going to go through their own journey in accepting where they are. I love when I get applications and we ask them, the parents, to describe their child to us. And I just love it when I get something like, we were blessed with Joey, and, you know, they'll give his birth date and everything. And I'm like, you know, this family is, they're on the right track. But, you know, perhaps they didn't start that way. And so I think what happens a lot of time is because a parent wants to see their child get from point A to point B, they keep focusing on the struggles and what they cannot do. And so we focus on, this is what they are doing. This is what they can do. This is what we've been able to bring out. I'm certainly not saying that it can't be done in another arena, but there's something about that intensity of all of those therapies happening at once and having it just homogenize in there. And we've heard from parents that they don't really see what we see that very next day or the day after, maybe the week after they see. But within a couple of weeks, all of a sudden, my child just starts doing, you know, and whatever that is listed that we put in there that they were doing. And so it just seems to come together for them in that regard. And that's why we always say, if you have questions, come back to us. You know, it's not like this one time and have a nice life. We'd say we're your team for the next year until you come back and you have another team. And so we're there for the support. But in terms of revealing skills, yes, we will. That's why we do the pictures. That's why we do have the videos. We will show a parent, this is what your child did. And, you know, we have the gift of time. We can sit there. When I said it might take 10 minutes, 15 minutes to get right. A child into the van. We know that a family who's trying to get to school and they have 1, 2, 3 other children, they're going to look at us and say, yeah, right. We have 10 minutes to get into the car.
That doesn't work. Yeah.
And that does not work. But we've shown them it is in your child. They can do it when you have more time. Don't do it. I had a mother who was, you know, she had been told that her child had to dress himself. He was in third grade. She was still dressing him. And you know what, Mom, you need to let. Well, so this is what she hears. And so she's trying to get this child dressed. She actually did have 3 other children and she worked. And so they're all trying to get out of the house. And this poor woman just dissolves into tears. And we said, okay, don't pick that time. Pick bedtime when he's undressing and getting into his pajamas, when there's not 3 other kids who are trying to get out the door to get to school. So we help parents find, not only can your child do this, but to support your child to continue doing this, we'll help you pick the time that you can reinforce it. Don't try to do it all at the same time. Parents sometimes will hear, we'll have a conference or they'll go to an IEP meeting at school and they get all the recommendations. And these are from enthusiastic therapists who really do believe in the child and think, oh, and they can do this and this and this. And if you just support them in this and this and this. And the parent hears that as, if you were a good parent, you would be doing this, this, and this. And the parent is just hanging on by their fingertips. And so we try to scale it back a bit and say, pick one thing, just one thing to work on and help them with that. And so I keep trying to come back to your original question of, we will show you, we will help you see, maybe if you're focusing on, I want them to do this and this and this and this and this, we'll say, so do we. We want them to do this. Look at these other things that they can do that are the building blocks and the foundation of these other skills.
Don't get so excited about what they can't do. Now, I'm also, I was thinking that when these kids come to these camps, besides that intense therapy that they're getting, mm-hmm. they're also now around other children like mm-hmm. themselves mm-hmm. instead of being around their family.
Right.
And, you know, that child has to understand that's got to be a free time to them and they don't feel like they're special anymore, which they are, but they're with amongst other kids.
Exactly. I always tell the therapist that I hire when we have, you know, our orientation, our kickoff before it all starts, I remind everybody, remember, you are now entering their world. They're not entering ours. We are, you know, my favorite activity is the opening campfire for the families where everyone comes with their s'more makings and their child is getting into the graham crackers from the person next to them. And at first they're like, no, and they're trying to get their children back. And then they look around and they realize that everybody's in everybody else's marshmallows. And they just sit back and they think,
it's okay.
This is my world.
Yeah.
I can relax. And we're watching them and making sure that everyone is safe okay. and getting near the fire. but there's that sense of, I can let my hair down. I can relax. People speak my language here.
Yeah. So one of the questions I wanted to ask is, while the child is in the adventure camp, that's that all day, or they get on the van and they do activities, what does the rest of the family do?
So on the therapy side, that's the Trailblazer group and the Pioneer groups. The parents can, if they want, they can take their kids. We have 3 levels of sibling. We have our little ones, our literally our youngest one. We had a 2-week-old baby 1 year, but our birth to 5-year-olds. is one group. Our 6 to 11-year-olds is another group, and then our 12 on up. We've had 17-year-olds in our older groups before, and they go off and just do age-level activities. Right. So they can do that. The parents then can... They can do whatever they want. They can, like I said, they can connect with other families. They can go to our speakers and our activities, or they can just
take a walk,
take a bike ride, take a hike. We've made arrangements. One family went whitewater rafting, and they just made arrangements because they were going to get back a little bit later. And can we watch their child with special needs? We're like, sure. And so, yeah, they get to do what they don't normally get to do.
Is there a space for volunteers? I mean, where people say, hey, look, you know, I can't give you 40 hours a week or whatever, but I would love to come up and babysit for a family to give them more time or something like that.
So we do, we hire volunteers. They go through the same portal to apply. You have to understand that we do background checks on everybody that works or volunteers.
You have to. Of course.
Yes, exactly. So we can't exist without volunteers. I've always said that, you know, when I was an ILC teacher or a speech therapist, I always said we couldn't, there's no way we could run our programs without paraeducators. And the same with our volunteers. They're the ones who, you know, I liken it to scalpel. They're the one that we just need something and they're handing it to us, or they're chronicling with the pictures. On the adventure side, they're helping the counselors just run the day and interacting with the campers. And so we heavily rely on volunteering. And anybody can volunteer. You can volunteer to be in the sibling group with the typical peers. You can be on the therapy side. You can be on the adventure side. Some people just will come in and volunteer putting baskets together if we have, you know, things that we're giving out, you know, as we get closer to camp, putting things together for us for the kickoff in the summer, because summer is when we really run most of our camps.
Sure.
And they can volunteer at adamscampcolorado.org, right?
Uh-huh, and it would literally be, how do I work at camp? You click on that, and it'll navigate you to volunteering. A lot of times on the therapy side, we will have college students who are going into the field, because what better way to see...
Talk about some in-the-field training.
Exactly, yeah. I used to be a professor at Metro State University, and I would tell my students, there's not a class here that you will take where you'll learn more.
AdamsCampColorado.org. Kurt just gave that. Check it out. 303-563-8290 is the number. We've got a few more minutes with Kim Kelleher. She is the therapy camp manager for Adams Camp, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Do not try to navigate the maze of Medicare on your own, because confusion can be costly. Group insurance analysts will lay out your options in a clear, thorough manner so you don't make a mistake. Unless you do your research, you could get stuck with a Medicare plan that doesn't work for you. As independent brokers, group insurance analysts will do the research for you so you get the best possible premiums. They'll check the networks so you keep your current doctor, and they'll find a prescription drug plan that provides the most coverage for your medications. You won't get this kind of personalized expert advice anywhere else. Furthermore, Group Insurance Analysts provides Medicare recommendations at no cost to you, the customer. Call today so that Group Insurance Analysts may put together an easy-to-understand report tailored to fit your needs in retirement. 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. Since 2004, it's been our mission to provide the highest quality of service and trust to every customer we serve. M4 Roofing and Gutters is a family-owned and operated company right here in Englewood, Colorado. At M4 Roofing and Gutters, quality customer service is our top priority. For a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project, call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Take AIM.
Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio, special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Our special guest today, Kim Kelleher. If you're just joining us, she is the therapy camp manager for Adams Camp. Check out their website, adamscampcolorado.org. And for more information, give them a call, 303-563-8290. Now, we've talked a lot about in our first couple of segments about the, kind of the therapy camp side of things, but there's an adventure camp side of things, so let's talk about that a moment.
All right, so adventure camp, you know, a lot of our guys can't go to camp because of their needs. They require more support, and so we provide a camp for them. Our youngest is 9, so at the age of 9, you qualify. We just got a camper yesterday. I'm going to tout this. Our oldest is now 58 years old. they come for a week. It's a sleepaway camp. So their parents, their care providers, whomever, drive up, drop them off, and they stay up with us at Snow Mountain Ranch for the entire week. It's staffed by counselors and volunteers. And so clearly we don't put a 9-year-old in with, you know, the 40 and 50 year olds and so forth. So we have them all in different teams, and it is a therapy. It's not a therapy. It's just a camp experience for them. They actually go whitewater rafting, canoeing, kayaking. They go to the Winter Park Resort, the Alpine Slide and all of that. And they get to do all of these activities supported by people who understand them, who know them, who can bring out the best in them and support them in the best possible way. And we have campers who have been coming for years and years and years. And a lot of times they'll go through the ranks of therapy camp and they'll then graduate into adventure camp, but not necessarily. We have families that are like, you know what, they get enough therapy, wherever they live, and they just go to
camp.
They go to camp up in the mountains, and so they're not looking for therapy. They're looking for their kids to have a good time. What I also love about them is they do road trips, and they just got back from a road trip up to Cheyenne, Wyoming, and they'll do in-town things where they'll get a house in downtown Denver, or like a vacation rental by owner, or one year we even did a hotel. They'll go to a Rockies game. They'll go to a Broncos game, you know, kind of things like that. And they're all together, all a bunch of friends. I'm going to a game. And, being the tourists in their own city, so to speak, our plans for spring, we also just took them up to Estes Park. They did a long weekend there. They're going to go to Moab in September. And so the adventure campsite does things all year long.
One of the things I wanted to mention before we leave the air is you have an extreme passion for what you're doing. I mean, it comes out in everything you say. And at the break last time, you talked about, I wanted you to tell a story of something that really stood out for you. And you talked about a little five-year-old. Go ahead and tell us again.
So we take our little guys, even in the Pathfinder groups, they'll have therapy all day long. And then the little guys have one activity that they'll do that will help them through. The older ones, obviously, more. But it was turn for our youngest team, our little 5 and 6 year olds, to go wall climbing. And you know, they harness up and they go up on the wall, and it's a little daunting. You know, you walk into the Kiva at the YMCA and you look over the railing and it goes down. It starts on the bottom floor and it goes up, and then it goes up even further. Well, it happened to be a rainy day, and positively everybody at Snow Mountain Ranch was in the Kiva that day. And so our little youngsters were climbing, and this one little guy was very frightened. They kept asking him, you know, do you want to get down? No, he wanted to climb. So one of our therapists harnessed up, went beside him. Actually, he was flanked. We had a therapist on each side. Put your hand here, put your foot here, and he makes it all the way up to the top. And we are now, we're getting a crowd. There are people watching and cheering him on. They all now know his name because they can hear us. He gets up to the top, rings the bell, and he's like, I did it. He was so proud of himself. There was not a dry eye in the place. Oh, and three different men walked up to me, wrote me a check right on the spot, handed it to me, and said, keep doing what you're doing. This is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those are the moments that really come through.
Yeah.
Check out their website, adamscampcolorado.org. Give them a call. And again, if you're looking for a great place to donate some money to, and hey, maybe $20, maybe $100, $1,000, whatever you want to do, they will take great care of your money. And this really changes not only a child's life, but a family's life. So great, great organization.
Well, and that's one of the things. I've known Lindsay for quite a while now, and it's not, it puts the child in with other children just like them, mm-hmm. but it lets the family start to understand they're not alone. Like you said, they get a chance to speak to each other and kind of deal with some of the issues and get some insight on how things work. So it's not just for the one child, even though that's the focus. It benefits everybody.
And I even love it when they have, like, you know, there'll be a younger child in a wheelchair, or they'll be in a standard, you know, gait trainer or whatever, and there's a child now that's bigger, and they'll say, oh, no, don't go this route, get this instead. So they really network with each other, you know, this company, this manufacturer, whatever. And the hugest generosity is they will just give each other. Mm-hmm. Like, so-and-so's outgrown this wheelchair, why don't you guys take it? That's what touches my heart.
Sure. Yeah. Kim, it's been great.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's Kim Kelleher. She is the therapy camp manager for Adams Camp. Kurt, thank you for setting this up.
It's my pleasure.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. And our helpline is always there for you, 303-333-HELP. 303-333-4357. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.